After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to another after show for The Real Housewives of Orange County. Tonight, episode 6, full circle, and straight up from the Orange County area.
Straight on up.
We have guests. Right. We have our guests tonight. We have Megan King Edmonds. Welcome to the studio. Woo! And Jim Edmonds, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Thank you so much for coming.
Good night, yes. Perhaps. I don't know.
And up here at the table, I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and alongside with me tonight.
Hey, everybody. We are going to break down the juicy good stuff with Megan and Jim. Thank you for coming to join us. I am Christy Olson, and you can tweet me at Christy Reports. Please also send in your questions for Megan at hashtag ABTVROC. I just like to say that because I like to rhyme.
I like the way you say that, Christy.
And
well
if,
done.
If you're in the live chat, feel free to ask some questions.
Yeah.
I am on the chat. Yes, I am manning the chat. In. Happy if you ask me something within reason.
And who are you, darling?
Oh, sorry. I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at the Allison Dean.
And
but only find me if you're nice.
That's quite the request, Allison.
I
don't know if they'll be able to follow through. But I am Blake V, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
Great. All right. Yeah. Well, yes, no doubt we have some burning questions for our in-studio guests. So let's just get right to it. So we opened up the episode with this paddleboarding yoga. Is this something you do often? It looked really... We were all commenting about it.
It
looked like
fun. It was. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. This was the first time that I'd ever done paddleboard yoga. But I paddleboarded and... I do yoga, but I never did both at the same time.
Wait, was that your idea?
It was, yes, it was.
I like to do different things.
I was very
things.
Impressed.
Yeah. Thanks.
That was very impressive.
It was hard. There was a lot of waves in Laguna.
Yeah, so and it was freezing.
We were just talking about perhaps a better location to actually do the sup yoga. So the ocean was very difficult, it sounds like.
Choppy. It was choppy. Yeah. It was hard to even get out. You see on the show tonight that Haley, as she's trying to go out, she kind of runs into a wave and the water kind of eats her up like right away. She hadn't even gotten on her board yet.
Well, but we love seeing you spending time with Haley. It sounds like you guys do a lot of things like that together. Is that right?
Yeah, we try to do different things when she's around. I mean, she's a teenager and she has her priorities, which typically don't involve her stepmom.
or her dad.
Typically, you know, hanging out with friends. Like, if there's a TV show on that she has to watch with her friends, it trumps anything that she would ever do with me or her dad. So, but we try to do different things together.
Well, we saw a really fantastic conversation between the two of you sort of at the end of that scene. And I'm wondering if you can tell us right now, give us an update on what's going on with Haley's mom, Leanne?
Yeah. Leanne's battling cancer. And that's not fun for anybody who's watching or battling. And so we just need a lot of prayer warriors out there right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we love seeing you guys spend time together. That was a really fun scene. I'm wondering, are you getting used to, at this point in shooting, so you're a few episodes in and it's about February, are you getting used to the cameras being around at this point?
You know, I think that I was used to the cameras from the get-go. Oh, and wow. I think that's one of the things about being on a reality show. You have to be okay in front of the cameras. Otherwise, you don't have a story. You don't have a show.
Right.
I think there's a lot of interesting people in this world who could be great on reality television, except maybe they clam up in front of the cameras. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Like me.
We love seeing you too, Jim.
I wasn't ready for the show.
Jim's used to playing baseball in front of the cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not playing.
What were some of the most major adjustments that you had to make having the TV, or the cameras rather, just in your face all the time?
Not running into them.
Really?
Yes. And putting on fake eyelashes every time I shot, even, you know, if I was getting ready for coffee or something, you know, I put on fake eyelashes because they look better.
They do look very good.
A lot of shows, when they welcome cameras into their homes, they have certain areas that cameras cannot go, and they set certain kind of guidelines for things. Oh. Well, did you guys have that conversation? Or
no,
was it,
but
like,
maybe
let's
we
go.
Should now. Thanks for the time.
So nothing is off limits to you guys?
No, I mean, a physical space in the house, no. There are things that are in our personal life that are off limits. Jimmy has 4 kids, and you only see Haley on the show. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, when you're putting yourself on reality television, that's something that... And that's a huge decision. And so we talked to everybody in our family and everybody who went and you actually see on the show, that this was a series of conversations that we had with each and every one of them. So you won't see every part of our life because not everyone chose to go on the show.
Mm-hmm. That's understandable.
Yeah, and yeah. I feel like a very tricky decision to have to make is decide, like, where the line is, what you're going to divulge and what you're not going
right?
to. Yeah.
Because as I watch the season and I see some of my other castmates talking about things on camera that I don't know if I would talk about.
No. Oh. I agree.
Oh. It's just a lot, you know? But this is real life and this is what we signed up for, so.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How early on were you being courted for the show?
Yeah, talk to us about that whole process, because we saw you last season
right.
in a very, yeah. what became a very important scene with who Shannon and David.
Who knew?
I know yeah.
To everyone else.
No,
so, were there talks even back then?
No. Maybe in November of 2014.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
That's it was right
before me, like, I know.
Well, yeah, right.
It was right. You must know, Jim.
It was
he has
right
all the answers.
Before we got married.
Well, I'm the worst.
I don't know. We got married in October. I think it was right. I don't know.
Right after, maybe.
But it was really mm-hmm. quick. It all went really fast.
What was your initial reaction to all this, Jim? Did you think, no way?
You know what? I didn't think she was going to do it. But then I know her personality, so I was basically just... whatever she wanted.
Well, it kind of worked out,
because I knew
too.
I could pull back, because it's not really about me. Like I said, yeah. I really wasn't ready. I didn't know what to expect, and there's a lot of things that I would have changed at the beginning, just not an actor, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. So it was a little different for me, and she had...
Well, I wasn't... I never
she had
acted.
Been on a show when before, she knew. So my life was a little different. But
well, in my mind, I'm at work.
Yeah.
And that's how I saw it. I thought when the cameras went on, I'm at work. So I put down my cell phone, and what you see is what you get, but yeah. And,
but I never
picked up my cell phone at all during filming.
I didn't think she would do it right away, but I told her, if this is what you want to try and do, I'm in. So...
That's excellent. Did you have any initial qualms, Megan? Like,
oh,
did
gosh,
you think
yes.
maybe not?
Yeah. Kidding
really?
Me? Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was because it's our life. And so, yeah, I mean, you have to be crazy to go on a reality television show, right? So,
I agree.
Right? Yeah.
It was a firestorm, too. It was the show kind of came to a head. And then as soon as we went after it, our house sold. So we were like, oh, wait a second.
Oh, that's right.
This isn't how
well,
we wanted it to work.
You see it all.
So.
Oh, yeah. Well, Haley was living with Jimmy and I. We have a house in St. Louis. And she was living in our St. Louis home, going to school in St. Louis. And her mom, Jimmy and I went on our honeymoon to Bora Bora. And her mom, Leanne, came and stayed at our St. Louis house to watch Haley. Wow. And when we got back from our honeymoon, Haley said to us, I'm so homesick. I want to go back to the OC.
Aww.
And so, but Leanne was doing chemo and she was down 50% of the time. And so Jimmy and I talked and we thought, oh, all right, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go to Orange County, help her finish up her senior year of high school. And that's what we did. Mm-hmm. And then the show kind of fell into place from there.
Wow. Yeah. Amazing timing. Mm-hmm.
It was just all of it. It was just really random.
Yeah.
That's the only place I would yoga paddleboard is Bora Bora. Bora. I think that's the place.
You can see below
I can
you
see the fishies.
Easier.
Yeah. Or the sharks.
Definitely.
I can see all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
There you have it. Well, Leanne must be so glad to have you and Haley and her other children's life as well. Can you speak a little bit more to your relationship with her?
Sure. I mean, you know, Leanne and I really hit it off right away, and my relationship would be nothing if it wasn't for Leanne. I think she's really the bigger person in this situation because she's the mother, the biological mother. She was Jimmy's first wife, and you know, really the person who kind of laid all the groundwork for what I came into. And for her to just welcome me with open arms was, I think, huge of her. So she made it really easy on me. And since then, we've just been friends. I mean, we talk about Haley, but we really were friends on top of that. So
it's so nice.
Just natural and easy.
Yeah. I think a lot of celebrities could learn from you guys and the blended family
just people
thing.
People in general. That's a probably the hardest thing.
There's no rule book for this. We don't know what we're doing. If you know of one, give it to me. we're just learning as we go.
While just operating with like a sense of, I don't know, kindness and like goodness and not just, you know, I think that's kind of where you're coming from, or that relationship, and it's like
but
if everyone operated that way, can you imagine?
Yeah, things would be easier and better for everyone. It seems like
we should write a song. It sounds like a song.
Let's write a song.
That's so heartfelt.
Blake has a guitar.
You can name it "Easier Said Than Done."
Yeah,
or
very true. Maybe that's very telling.
Or you could write an article in a magazine, and Blake, I want you to fill us in real quick. About
there we go,
this.
Grant. I like that transition there. Okay. So, you know, speaking of everybody staying connected, we all like to stay connected. We stay connected, you know, through our TVs and through Netflix and through various things that keep us in the know with everything that goes on. We want to tell you today about a really exciting app that has all the magazines that you love in one place with unlimited access. This is called Next Issue, and you can get a free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/ABTV. And it's super cool. It's similar to Netflix, how we watch that, you know, with all our shows and series and everything, but this is for magazines. So you pay one monthly subscription fee, and you get access to every magazine you can possibly imagine. Yes, whether it's ESPN or Allure, Cosmo, Rolling Stone, whatever your interests, whatever you're into.
People.
That's right. Next Issue has what you need. So, for an incredible value of just $10 per month, you can get all of this, all of these selections. And let's see if I can get this working really quick to do a little, show you guys how it works. Here is okay, it's getting crazy. Hold up.
Do you want me to hold it and then you can press the buttons? Is that easier?
That could be good.
No, you're good?
Here is Next Issue. If you can see it popped open, it's got a nice little display here, and you can choose each magazine as it comes up.
Makes a little water drop. It looks pretty fancy.
And we have a little something special for them, right? What's that ad? Kind of scroll up here and see. So it's very user-friendly. It's exciting. You can have access to everything that you want.
And you don't have to schlep around like 35 magazines.
I know.
So you can just schlep an iPad.
It's all in
one.
Which
is
it's
way
great.
Better.
So get your free 30-day trial at nextissue.com/ABTV and read up. Get all of everything that you need to know. nextissue.com/ABTV.
And it's free for 30 days.
Thank you, Meg.
There you have it. Nextissue.com/ABTV.
There it is.
Is that right?
That is right.
Thank you for filling us in.
And don't worry, Megan and Jim are still hanging out. they didn't even take a potty break. They're looking up Next Issue right now.
Are you sure? I'm tired of throwing stuff in my backpack because I'm going back and forth.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, it's perfect for travel.
It's the perfect. It's perfect for the jet setter life. When you're on the go, like just on your tablet, your cell phone, whatever.
And he is on the go. He's almost a poster child for being on the go. And speaking of being on the go, actually, we have a question from chat right now from Joseph Boza. He's saying he wants to know if you were surprised the first time that you told the ladies that Jim works in St. Louis during the baseball season and that he's hardly home. So I guess
the ladies had a reaction.
They had a reaction to you with that, I guess.
They were very surprised.
It was when we were at Shannon's house. I remember that. Was I surprised by their reaction? Is that what
was Megan surprised the first time she told the ladies that Jim works in St. Louis?
Yeah. Well, the ladies were kind of shocked.
Maybe their reaction. Surprised about their reaction, I think.
I wasn't surprised about their reaction. I think, you know, Jimmy and I have a very non-traditional family. We have non-traditional jobs, careers, and I don't think a lot of people can relate to what
we talked about that last week, actually.
Yeah.
And we spent a little time chatting about
my husband and I spend a lot of time apart too. He works in Minnesota, and I was telling the ladies about how we do things like watch a TV show together over Skype or things like that. Do you guys the point is that it takes an effort to keep things together when you're far apart.
It's hard.
What is your guys' experience with that?
Not a good experience.
It sucks.
No,
we're
it
both awful on the phone, so it makes it even harder.
And we're so busy all the time. It's hard to with the time difference, and you know, if your husband's in Minnesota, that with the time difference, even a couple hours makes a big difference.
Yeah.
With, you know, meals and
everything.
Yeah. Workout time, schedules.
It seems like every time we call each other, the other person is in the middle of something.
Right.
No matter what.
Yeah.
Both sides.
It's tough.
Yeah.
But when we are together, you know, I was just telling you guys tonight, we drove up from Orange County to LA together, kind of, you know, just to spend time together. And I called it a date night. I mean, that's, you know, I'm pushing a little bit there. But
she sat in the back seat.
I tipped him.
No. There you go.
But it's just, we try to steal away whatever moments we can get, just leaving little tiny ones.
Yeah.
You know, even just sitting together in the morning and drinking coffee when we're together or... we used to try to send each other a lot of pictures when we're apart.
Oh.
Just stupid selfies, even if we're whatever we're doing.
No, I think that's important.
No, it is. And it's like any little thing that you can do makes a big difference. It really does. And it's like anything you can do to make it work and be better for
hard.
Both of you. It is.
What's the longest you guys are apart?
Oh, when we went to Tahiti on the trip with the show, that was the longest we'd ever been apart. Jimmy had been in St. Louis for the week leading up to Tahiti, and then he came to Orange County to stay with Haley while I was in Tahiti, and then he went back to St. Louis after that.
Oh,
so it was 3 weeks.
So it's not usually.
Oh, wow. It was close to 3 weeks. It was awful.
It's usually a week at the most.
Oh, okay.
Tops, yeah.
And that's very rare.
Is that how your guys' relationship started out? Were you in the same place or different places when you started?
Wait, we were always in both. Actually, I was selling.
We didn't leave each other's side for about. Well, you did work.
Well, I was living in St. Louis, but working in Dallas. I was selling medical software, and so I was always on a plane Monday through Friday. I was in Dallas or, you know, North Texas somewhere, and he was always back and forth from St. Louis and Orange County. So we really had to meet up in St. Louis,
right? Like making that heard about anything new for you. Well, Megan, we don't know a lot about you, your history, and what you were doing before the show.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell the fans a little bit about your life pre-gym?
I mean. What's so exciting about selling medical software? I spent my days of the week Monday through Friday in the basement of hospitals because I was in the pathology lab. You know where they look at blood work and stools and they.
Wow.
I'm seriously everything from that to
amazing
slides of, you know, liver biopsies or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so there's all kinds of organs everywhere. It's very messy too. And in certain spots. But that was my life before Jimmy. And we have a lot of mutual friends in St. Louis. And so we knew each other before we ever started dating. And
barely.
Barely, mm-hmm. But we did.
I stalked her.
Oh, yeah. He did.
I did. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I'm not proud, but I'm not kidding.
That's adorable.
I know, I like that. I like that tidbit.
Yeah.
What does stalking involve for you, Jim? Tell us about that.
I'll keep it short, but I'll tell you the exact truth. I met her one night, and I asked a friend of mine, who is that girl? I've never seen her before. And he said, she's dating so-and-so.
And you're like, get rid of that guy.
No, I said, and he said, I don't know if it's a great fit. And I said, when they break up, call me.
I didn't know that.
That was it.
That's a smart move.
And then did he? He called you when they broke up?
Whoever
this friend was?
He called you.
How long were you broken up before I texted you?
I think a month.
Was it that long?
I think so.
This is all very gentlemanly,
Jim.
Like
yeah, I think it's a good move. I think it's a good move.
The news late.
I think it's a good move.
No, my friend did call him. He texted me. And then I think it took me a couple
That's
days
a good friend.
To figure out how to go about approaching her without getting, because it is a group of people, without getting... I was trying to pick which person I wanted to get in trouble from, the boyfriend and
friends. Yeah.
So I was like thinking about how am I going to do this without
Very
throwing
strategic.
Everyone under the bus.
Mm-hmm. And I was in LA when he asked me out, and he was in St. Louis. Yeah. We just were all mixed up.
Yeah, but it
worked out.
Look at you today.
Wow, yeah.
It all came together.
We're both in LA.
For today, at least.
For today. Yeah.
Until tomorrow. Yeah.
So I have a question for you guys based on watching the show when it finally came to that time. So you guys were on the show for the first season. You know, you're trying to just get used to everything. And then it comes time to actually watch the season. What were your initial thoughts based on the editing that's been happening this season?
You want to take this one?
Yeah. I'll chime in, but I don't want to take it.
I'm sorry.
It's a tough one. I know.
I like it. I like it. I'm happy with what I've seen on the show. I mean, You know, like I just told you guys, there you don't see every single part of my life because you only, for instance, you only see Haley and Jimmy has four kids and that I'm stepmom to, and you only see my relationship with Haley. So there's going to be other things that you won't see. And so, but I mean, what you see, that's me. That's what I really did.
But even like, so some of the exchanges that they really elevated to like a different level of nuttiness.
Yeah.
Was that all, when you watched back the editing, were you like, yeah, that's exactly how that conversation went? Or you were like, oh, wow, they left out that whole chunk in the middle there.
Yeah, because there'll be moments even between you and Jim where it seems like it's not the full story that we're seeing. Or perhaps you and Shannon, where we've seen a couple episodes ago where there's been that debacle.
I thought that it was way more heightened.
They do a really good job of editing.
They edited the Shannon and me situation down. Like, calm down.
Oh, really?
In my opinion, yeah.
Well, we talked. I think it's funny because you said, "Follow me only if you're nice." And my first episode and my first experience, I was overwhelmed by the hatred.
The haters. Mm-hmm.
But which is really crazy is, so you know, you only know about your life, and people only know about their life, and nobody really knows our life except our family. We watched the show in a restaurant full of 50 of our closest family and friends. And the entire episode, everyone was cracking up. Because they know, like, the banter, and it's funny, and you have personality. Mm-hmm. And then the people that don't understand it or don't are just watching the TV show, it was like, you're a horrible husband. No wonder you've been married before. You're a horrible father. And I'm like, I was only on the show for 10
minutes.
So
Jimmy hasn't stopped watching the show.
So I haven't watched. I don't really watch the show.
And I do.
And I kind of got off Twitter, and I just kind of... I'm not really good with, like... I played baseball for a long time, and I could handle it, but I just don't like the negativity, so I kind of chose to kind of...
I think you've fallen victim to a lot of cutaways.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and it's like, that's, you know, the worst in that case. You can't paint somebody any worse than with cutaways.
But then you have to also realize that at this point in the season, at least up until this episode, Jimmy and I had really been moving a lot, and we've been back and forth, and we were trying to settle into Orange County, and then the house sold, and... These are stressful things that happen in people's lives. And that's what the camera saw. And so, Jimmy was only around when we're actually in the thick of it.
And then add long
nobody's
days
happy
filming.
When you're moving. Yeah.
I mean, you're moving, filming.
And we're traveling. Well, he is. I wasn't at that point.
Not sleeping.
Yeah, so it was
interesting. Mm-hmm.
So Michael Horn in chat says that he loves you so far.
Oh,
and that he hopes you stay on a long time.
Me too.
Oh, thank you.
I love you so far.
You love me so far.
I don't know if I hope you're on the show forever.
He also asks, how is Katie Hamilton doing? And do you wish that she would have stayed on as an official housewife?
Oh my gosh, I totally wish she would have stayed on. I love Katie. I talk to her pretty frequently, actually. And she's hanging in there. She's strong. She's a tough cookie. And she has four girls. And she's super mom. So she's hanging in there.
Good. Well, in tonight's episode, there was a death and a birth. Well, I mean, the last two, more or less.
Grant, was it a full circle?
A full circle moment.
Could that be why they named it that?
But ding, ding, ding.
One moment that had all of us kind of going, what, was that Brooks was not going to be going to the funeral for Vicky's mother. Now, we were speaking earlier, and you kind of had a similar reaction, Megan.
I know,
what were you thinking?
I was thinking, okay, your girlfriend, your serious girlfriend that you live with, her mother died, and this is, you know, the darkest moment of her life, and you can't be at the funeral with her? I don't know. To me, it seemed odd. Why wouldn't you go? I don't know. Did you think that was weird when you heard
that? I didn't
know. Isn't that
weird? I found out tonight. Yeah.
But I know, that just goes to show, maybe her family really hates him that bad. I don't know.
I guess.
Because you kind of have to pick your poison there, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like in a tragic moment like that, you're not really worried about like who likes who. It's just we need to just go.
But if it's that bad.
Well, no, I'm with you. If it's that bad, you don't want to add fuel to the fire when people are grieving. So it's like if people...
But they didn't talk about it or anything.
Nope.
It's just like, oh, he's not going, whatever.
Right. Did she talk about it at all on Watch What Happens Live when she was on?
Vicky? Well, that aired while we were here watching.
Oh.
So we'll count on the fans for that.
Wait, Vicky was on Watch What Happens Live?
Joseph
Right?
She was
tonight.
On, she was on.
Oh no, I'm sorry. It's Tamara this evening.
Yes, Tamara's on tonight.
No, when Vicky was on a few weeks ago.
No, she didn't talk about that.
I watched that one. Yeah, no, it's not so much.
But you know, we saw the first few episodes. Everyone's reaction to Brooks and his cancer diagnosis and going through chemotherapy, and now they haven't touched on that quite as much for the last couple weeks. What is your understanding at this point about Brooks's diagnosis? What do you believe, or what are you thinking about all this? Well, it seems like there's an air of suspicion.
Yeah, I mean, there is an air of suspicion, and that's a strong observation. As the season goes on, you'll see a lot of questions that come up, and a lot of pieces don't fit into place. And it's not just me who's questioning. I mean, there's...
Tamara.
You'll see that I'm not the only one. Yeah,
we will. And, I assure you.
You don't want to get anyone in trouble.
I mean, when I say that I wonder that if he's being truthful about his diagnosis, that's not. I'm not just pulling that out of my butt. Like,
right.
I actually have, you know, I guess Vicky and Brooks have said things that kind of are contradicting or they raise suspicion or questions, and it's not just me, so I'll just say that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, fair enough. And that makes it sound too like you don't feel that Vicky is being snowed or that he is lying to Vicky.
I don't know Vicky or Brooks very well. I just know what I hear and from their mouths, from Vicky and Brooks's mouth. And so I don't know if Vicky would be being duped or fooled, if he would be lying. But I mean, the girls know him, and the girls know Vicky, and they say, no, Vicky's smart. She wouldn't be duped by this. Not when you're living with somebody. Uh-huh. I mean, what do you think? If you live with somebody who has cancer?
You know what? We've been so sort of confused because of everyone's reaction to it. You know, we only know what's told on the show, and what we know is that this is a stage 3, and there's chemotherapy going on. But then when we see you all being suspicious, and especially seeing that Brianna questioned it, Vicky's daughter, and she's a nurse.
When I saw that on the show.
That was very telling, right?
That didn't surprise me actually, because Brianna has always been she is a very intuitive young woman, and I thought that her entire time growing up on this show. I'm like, Brianna's
and she's an RN
and she's a nurse,
so there's a credibility there in certain ways.
I know. I can't wait to watch, honestly, to see what happens, because I only know what we filmed together and then what I filmed with the girls as a group. So I don't see all of this behind the scenes. Yeah.
You guys haven't filmed the reunion yet, or you have?
We have not, no. That'll come.
Oh, are you dreading
closer
that,
to the
Megan?
End of the season? Right?
I go back and forth.
we only have two episodes.
Yeah. You have a new opinion.
20-hour day.
That's what I wouldn't like. Just knowing I have a 20-hour day of rehashing every detail.
I heard Andy Cohen kind of smush it down to maybe an 8-hour day because he was sick of the 20-hour days. Yeah, I heard that.
It's all about Andy.
I hope it's true.
That would surprise me. He's like over it. He's done enough of these things. He's we get what we need. Yeah, that's plenty.
It is a long time. What is your experience with him, Megan?
He's funny.
You guys met him? Did you think he made an attempt to get to know you before you were
I met Andy. My brother is a model and lives in New York and knows Andy on his own. And so I was in New York one year around Christmas time, and Andy Cohen was having a Christmas party, invited my brother, and my brother schlepped me along with him. And that's where I first met Andy Cohen. And then... and then, of course, Andy's from St. Louis. I'm from St. Louis. And so we saw each other, I think it was at a Cardinals playoff game. We were sharing a suite.
Yeah.
And so that was where you met him, right? Officially?
Officially.
Okay.
Now we're too close. So.
We know his cousins. There's this bakery in St. Louis that we go to all the time, and that his cousins own. We know his parents, and it's a small little close-knit world.
Did he say to you, hey, you guys should be on Real Housewives? Hey, I've got this network, and there's this series of shows.
No? He said... you're going to hate me.
Yeah.
Oh.
What did he say in his book to you?
He signed his book for me, and he wrote, oh, please forgive me in advance.
He knows what he's getting everyone into with all this, you know?
Right. Did you know any of the other housewives on any of the franchises, or?
No, I don't know anyone, but I had met Kyle Richards at a party in New York for the
Super Bowl, right?
So for the Super Bowl, and Kyle Richards owns a house in the same.
She just bought a
in the desert.
Oh, that's right.
Oh,
where we have a house.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. And you guys, of course, were friends with the DeBros. Previously.
Yeah, Jimmy was for much longer than I was, and then Carol Radswell in New York. My brother owns a dog with her.
Oh, what?
Oh my god, adorable. How does that work out?
Random. They co-share.
They try to share. There's a second.
A third. There's a third.
So they all live in the same building. Oh, they all travel.
That's adorable.
So they share.
You know what? That's actually really convenient when you're going out of town and you need like a reliable person to take care of your pet. There you have it.
Oh, and then Jimmy was a bartender and watched What Happens Live, and the guest was Lisa Vanderpump. So we got to hang out with her.
She's all over the place.
There's just like a big overlap.
Totally.
It's weird. That is a little estrange.
Speaking of the other housewives, we saw kind of a contentious scene tonight between Shannon and David.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering if you can speak a little bit to that initial scene we saw last season where you and David met each other. Shannon is still upset about that.
Or seemingly.
She's holding something against you. She continues to refer to you as the 30-year-old instead of using your name. Where are you at with her right now? What really happened at the hoedown? Give us the real scoop.
Well, what really happened at the hoedown was I was thirsty and needed a glass of wine. And they happened to have cameras there. And that's really all that happened. I found the rest out that, you know, that who Shannon was and everything. Because she was new that season. I didn't know who she was. After I watched the show. And so...
I had no idea what was going on. I was talking to Terry, and you're like, I'm going to get a drink. And just walked away and walked back.
And it's become like the moment
So you had no indication that that was going to be part of a story. Wow. People were talking.
Talk about those secret cameras, like hiding in the corner. You never know what moments they're
hiding in
the
wine glass.
Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah. So, but, Shannon is.
That was pretty interesting to say the least.
Just to watch that.
To listen to everyone's reaction.
Yeah. No, Shannon didn't care about
that. We were like, what?
Afterward. I talked to her about it.
No, I know. I'm just saying as it was going on.
I don't know why she kept calling me Miss 30-year-old. Like, come on, get over it. But
that's what I wanted to know. What do you make of that?
I can't help that. I can't. But there's, I know. Can't age
honestly, like, that's an age of protected class.
Yeah. There you go. Honestly, that was something we all agreed with. Was just like, why? We don't need to be calling someone that.
It is what it is. Yeah. Right.
It's the Real Housewives of Orange County drinking game. Every time Shannon
Miss 30-year-old. Here I go.
There you go.
I
gotta drive home. I would be
Don't play that game when you have to drive later. But you and her have had some nice tweets back and forth lately, and you have both made some kind comments about each other in interviews. Where is your relationship at with her now?
Well, I would say that when you say we've both had nice tweets, I would say I've had some nice tweets to Shannon. Shannon's not talking to me right now, and I don't know why. Because we went through a lot of ups and downs on the show, and right now we're fine on the show. We're completely fine. You know, we're neutral. We're not close, but we're fine. And then you'll kind of see our relationship change as the show goes on. But we were in a good place at the end of filming, and now she's not talking to me.
Just in time for the reunion, you know?
No, you know what? I really like Shannon. She's funny. Mm-hmm. I love her kids. We love David and Shannon, and they've been great to us. And so... It'll be fine.
Yeah.
I feel good about that.
Definitely. And same with us. Like, we love this show. We love everyone on the show, too. And we love Shannon as well. And I think it was just this particular incident between the two of you that they kind of highlighted on the last few episodes that got everybody's emotions all...
Well, and that must suck to watch for Shannon, too. Especially considering what she's going through and how they're trying to...
100%.
David and Shannon are trying to repair their marriage, and then she has to watch this stupid scene with
over
me
and over.
That she doesn't even care about.
Right.
I mean, she said something to her husband at the time, but... She said to me, no, that was fine. Like, I had other things I was thinking about. So I'm just the scapegoat for these issues, and she has to see this, and it's dumb.
Yeah. No, it's a tough situation for sure. Do you get a feeling... I'm sorry.
You're fine.
do you get a feeling that any of the other ladies are self-producing? Like, maybe someone like a Shannon is trying to make an issue with the new girl to get airtime, or...
For sure not Shannon.
Are other ladies talking behind the scenes? Let's do X, Y, Z to make sure that we cause an issue. Is there any?
I don't know. Maybe there is. I haven't seen it. But I'm brand new. Everything was just happened. I mean, there was no coercion from production or from anyone saying, you know, talk about this or say this or do this or whatever. It all just happened. So if there is anything like that, I haven't seen it.
Did you have everyone's phone numbers before filming started?
No.
Oh, you didn't?
No. Shannon and I have mutual friends.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Shannon and I have mutual friends.
We had a bit of a moment about that whole phone call and just
whatever. What did you guys think?
We thought. What did I say?
You said that everybody had everyone's phone numbers.
That's what I said. I said, at the beginning of the show.
For production purposes, we assume
sends out a contact
everyone.
No, yeah. No, but what
no,
everyone.
I think that's kind of a given. But it's not like I just, like, once I signed my contract, my phone was populated with this list.
I got to insert everyone's number here.
Right.
I mean, you're expected to make certain social obligations, so to get invited and to be in the loop, and it's just, like, phone numbers, nothing.
I just thought it was weird at least how it was shown to us, how it was shown to us.
Because you thought it was weird. You should have
heard it.
You should have heard it.
I mean, it was just, it seemed to be so just bizarre to me. Because
it truly was bizarre.
Even if you're busy and even if you're in the car or what have you, it just seems like if you're like, hey, it's Megan, and even if you don't know who the hell Megan is.
Hey, this is Susie Q.
Whatever. You know? It's like, oh, wait.
Doing this charity thing. Can you help me?
Yeah. That's
that you did. That you were, like, that's a buzzword. JDRF was a buzzword for her. She knows what that is. She
How about a party for call me back?
And then she said she would call me back, and then she didn't text me back or call.
Like, and we learned in the episode that you did text her that night saying, hey, sorry for any confusion. It's me. I'm asking about this.
And that's why I put my married name, even though that's not legally my name. Edmunds is not legally my name, but he recognized that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it still didn't clear it up, the text. And that was very strange.
Jimmy and I were offended by her attitude on the phone, and so was the caterer who was sitting right there with us. Mm-hmm. And, because I ended up making another phone call to the person who actually threw the same party. But Shannon threw a party for JDRF, just not the same party.
Right.
And so I called the person with the same party. She helped me with everything. She's, you know, gave me numbers and pictures. And so I'm thinking, all right, I'm just going to bring this up to her. We'll clear the air.
Yeah.
She'll say, oh, I'm sorry. I was so busy. I'm so sorry. I should have texted back.
That's what we were hoping for.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what I was hoping
Most people would do that. Yeah.
Right, yeah. But think she probably knew exactly who you were the entire time. Is that right?
I don't know. That didn't even cross my mind. This was just a regular phone call I would have made anyways.
Right.
Okay. Whether cameras were there or not.
Now, do you have any regrets not inviting her to that party, or are you still standing your truth?
No, I have no regrets. Why would I regret it?
Right.
I mean, you're in different points at different stages, and I wasn't friends with her, and she just stormed out, and she wouldn't even say goodbye to us the next morning when we were in Napa, and something. Our party's in 2 days. Why would we invite her?
Yeah.
Jim, you were pretty adamant about not inviting her. Is that right?
Yeah. It's her show.
It was his idea.
It was my fault.
I stuck by it.
I don't know. I mean, I can say this is my life. I actually apologized to her. I didn't apologize to her. I said, it's my fault you didn't get invited because,
I wasn't a wet noodle there. I mean, I went along with it.
But it was my whole deal. But what the situation was is, that it was my home, our home, and it was our party. It wasn't a show party.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see.
And it was for
family
charity.
And friends were there, and it was a charity. And the last thing I wanted in my home, in front of my friends and family, was a drama show. And I'm like, I don't want it.
Because that was so ridiculous of a reaction that we saw in Napa. It was so crazy of a reaction. We're thinking, okay, we can't talk to each other here now.
Yeah, like, right.
Right.
Yeah.
This is not the good place.
Yeah.
So that was my only role in the entire show, I think, which is fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, I stuck with you there. I'm like, yeah, there's a good point.
Well, I remember saying that on this panel, like, it was your own home. If you don't want to have that go down in your house, it's too bad.
Right.
It's like, don't do it. So,
I mean,
yeah.
I don't realize.
I understand that.
Well, I felt that we were having this party with or without the show, and the show kind of went and picked it up.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. It wasn't like, sometimes you do stuff for the show, sometimes you don't. And I felt like they were going to film our house and our party. It was ours.
And they don't differentiate that for us.
Right.
And it just so happened to be
yeah, as being a as viewers, man, we don't see the difference.
Yeah.
Have there been other times where you felt like you weren't in control of the situation that was being filmed?
No. She's like, I'm always in control. Well, no, the situation is mine.
Well, we have so much speculation about what's real, and it's and it's so good to hear from you guys that no, they really are just following our real life, what we were going to do anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's truly how it was for us. Truly, everything we did was what we normally would have done. So. Mm-hmm. I want to know how you went.
You just see people. Sorry.
No.
You just see each other more. We see all the women more physically in real life because. Where we could, you know, just do a phone call, but instead we'll meet over coffee and we get dressed up and we pull up in our fancy cars and, you know, because there are some things
rented
that look
cars.
Better on TV.
Yeah. Oh.
Wait, we rent a car?
Now we know.
It's like, yeah.
Car service.
For some, maybe.
Oh, yeah, car service.
Car service.
They love the car service.
You know, and some shams.
Yeah, and the shams.
Yes.
Well, you need
the
car service.
You need car service if you're having the shams.
Yes.
For sure. You're not driving yourself.
For sure.
Right?
No.
So how did you go from what you were doing previously with
medical software,
all that, to the sweat to cosmetics? Because that is not quite in the same realm.
Yeah.
Right.
No.
But it's more fun, I think.
Yeah.
Way more fun.
It's way more fun. Yeah, it's makeup. Hello.
Yes. It's something we can use.
You know, I'm really active, and sweat cosmetics was founded and designed by women who are extremely active. I just, you know, work out and like to have fun and run around. But the other five women who I founded this company with are former professional soccer players. Yes, and there's two gold medals within our group of owners. And my sister actually plays pro soccer right now for the Boston Breakers.
Wow.
And so that was my connection to these other women.
Huh.
And they're all badass. Women, you know, entrepreneurs, hard workers, teamwork mentality that, you know, as soccer players, it's total team effort. And so with sweat, it's what we call workout proof. It's water resistant, sweat resistant, and has SPF 30. So the whole idea behind it was to be able to put on a foundation. It's a mineral powder as you're on the go and still look good after you get done with yoga and or still look good for these women and their circumstance. While they walk off the soccer field and go straight to a reporter, and they still feel like a woman.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And are these both the same?
No, one's clear and one's colored.
Right. So,
okay.
So there's five. There you go. You're listening. There's five shades of the foundation, which comes in the gray packaging that Christy has. And then, Blake, the one that you're holding in the white packaging, that is a translucent powder. And so the difference that you're going to find with that is that there's going to be no color at all. There's a little tint just so it doesn't show up, you know, like Casper the Ghost white on your face.
So a man can wear it.
So a man or a child.
Or a child.
That's SPF 30. So you just throw it in your bag.
That's
Jimmy throws it in his golf bag and finally wears sunscreen on his face. It feels good. It doesn't run in your eyes.
And it's just so easy.
Are we going to see it on the show or no?
I hope so. You know, we just started selling about 5 weeks ago, I think. We launched on the day that The Housewives aired completely coincidentally.
Oh.
Yes,
and the World Cup.
And the World Cup was
extravaganza.
You can sell it at a gym.
That's why, because of the World Cup.
So,
yeah,
at Tamla's gym.
I talked to Tamra about it.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
So where can interested parties pick this up?
So right now, just go to my website at megankedmonds.com and just click on Buy a Sweat. Oh, and you can use a coupon code Megan4Sweat. For 10% off. It's $48 for the brush and the powder, and then you can do refills of the powder for
$25. I like it. Yes, love a coupon code.
Yeah,
we
for sure.
Use it.
Yes,
we
it's
do
awesome.
Love
Fantastic.
A coupon code.
It's great stuff.
Very
and
exciting.
It's gonna blow up.
Yeah,
I'm the director of sales.
It's
I'm
going to.
I have some meetings
She's
set up.
Sell it
I'm
up.
Not gonna go.
She won't take no for an answer.
Right,
good.
You're buying it. You're buying it.
I like the tagline. For active beauty.
That's a good shirt. I would
You're
wear
hired.
That, actually.
I'll take it. Thanks, girl.
I'd like to see that as a V-neck. I'll wear it to the gym.
Yes.
Fine. I'll wear it to Pilates. So you did an interview on Perez.tv.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how recently that
was.
But you talked about, like, feeling connected to the OC. Like, you still weren't totally at that point feeling connected. Are you feeling connected to the OC now?
Well, at that point, I was still in my rental home. And now, Jimmy and I bought a house and... We're doing some remodeling.
Stressful.
I'm with you, girl. I'm there right
now.
Are you?
Yeah, not fun.
Not fun. No, no, no.
We're sleeping in a on a mattress in a guest bedroom on the floor. No bed. Oh, we don't have a closet. Our stuff is kind of all over the place. It's fine, but I'm starting because of that. It's a new mindset. I feel, you know, more settled. We're in the place where I wanted to be more than he did, but you like it there. It's good for the kids and.
He's just like, that's funny.
Happy wife, happy life.
There you go. That is true.
And actually, I'm starting to figure my way around town without using my GPS, like maybe, you know, 5% of the time now. I don't use my GPS. So.
That's always a good sign when you're getting familiar with the GPS. Totally.
Our cabinets are a lot cheaper than the bros.
I'm so happy you brought that up, Jim. Because every time I feel like we're getting Heather, it's like, oh, my house is my... Exponentially
over budget. And...
I can't wait to see the house, though, when it's done.
Well, it's going to be a palace.
I can't wait to see it.
It's going
to
be... Yeah, yeah.
It's
is it finished now?
Mm-hmm. No.
Is there a helicopter pad or something?
There should be. There should be.
Right? Shouldn't there
be?
Yeah,
there should be.
With, like, a Richie Rich logo.
Square feet.
Yeah, no, okay.
It's a palace. It is.
It is.
Wow.
Can we film an after show there?
Wouldn't that be nice?
They won't even know you're there.
No. We'll just be hide. in the prêt-à-porter. What's the thing in the front?
The prêt-à-porter.
I want to see the hydraulic hair chair she has that she's going to have in store. Yeah. That's what I want to see. Yeah. Two.
Let's be real, Grant. There's two.
Of course,
okay,
there's
just
two.
In case, yes.
I want to know what Jim and Terry say to each other when the cameras are over here following the ladies and you guys are back in the corner. What's the conversation between you guys?
It's about, you know, it's guy stuff. It really is. And it's funny that you say that. It's because it's the running joke. Like, if you look in the background, all of us are together and all of us have drinks in our hands.
The guys.
And we're just like, you know, looking at our watch, like, when do we get to go home or go to have real dinner?
Right.
But it's interesting. It is. I mean, it's definitely, we are, for me, it's definitely interesting because it's definitely not as, you know, it's not my show. I step out of the way, like, you know, I didn't even want to sit on this couch, but
and
I don't
want to
get in the
so
way.
Much.
And Terry works, and he's aware.
Like, he's
but you know what?
Tired and
I think the one thing that people miss, just like they miss with us, is they're extremely awesome people and funny, and she knows what she's doing. She knows to turn it up to make it interesting. And
but she's that way.
Yeah, but
she's
very.
We went to dinner with them the other night. I mean,
there are a lot of fun.
Everybody
seems like a lot of
fun. Everybody's the same. On TV,
we had dinner with them like last week, and we had a blast.
Yeah,
they seem like fun.
Shannon and David, the same. Tara Minetti, the same. Mm-hmm. Heather and Terry, the same. Everybody's
the
same.
You just get the accelerated.
You just
attitude.
Well, that's what looks good on camera. Yeah,
do you want to know what Tamara said tonight on Watch What Happens Live about you?
Yeah. Oh,
yes.
Ooh.
I'm gonna
so
go.
Do
with
you?
It was.
Yeah,
good.
I do. Yeah.
So, well, this is only one caption. I'm getting this. Michael Horn just wrote this. He said that, she said, Megan is the best bitch on the show.
Oh.
What a compliment.
That sounds like Tara, right? I believe she said it.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah.
She's great.
Well, let's take a look forward and let's look at what's coming up. Let's do some predictions and we have some futuristic perspective here.
Like some real legit predictions because she lived it.
Yeah. It might not be a prediction.
It might, in fact, be reality.
Real. So what are we seeing in the preview for next week? We see that Shannon is angry at something. Did we catch what it is yet?
It sounded like she said that Brooks didn't have fuel to fight the cancer.
Oh, right. Yes.
Oh, so that's
suspicious
starting,
or something.
That suspicion is creeping back up to the front burner, I guess. Okay.
Well, no, that just means that his body is lacking something to fight the cancer.
That's
not like his body isn't producing some kind of like the appropriate amount of white blood cells.
I wonder if she's talking about food.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing.
Oh, or okay.
Or
yeah.
Wasn't eating the right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, like he was eating like McDonald's or something?
Yes.
Or not enough food? Because I know he was juicing on a couple of episodes.
Exactly, McDonald's.
Juicing and coffee enemas.
So our prediction is that was an out-of-place soundbite that really has nothing to do
with totally threw
what's
going
on the show.
Yeah, it threw me off. My perspective was wrong.
Well, I don't know. I wasn't there for that conversation.
Okay.
Well, I was there, but I wasn't in it.
Right.
That conversation.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Megan, what are we going to see from you upcoming on the show?
Well, you're going to see us go to Tahiti. I hope that comes up soon. That was a fun trip. It was beautiful.
Whose trip was that? Like, was
that
it?
That was Vicky's.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah. What else?
House?
Oh, House stuff. Well, we're in the rental now at this point on the show, so you won't see much with that, I don't think. Just my trying to navigate my relationship with Haley and Jimmy while he's gone in St. Louis, and trying to figure out with Haley. No, what a roller coaster. And then also with I get really close with Tamara and Heather, and you'll see a lot of us hanging out.
And fun.
We me, Heather, and Tamara do something really cool together, the three of us, that is going to change the course of the show.
Okay.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
Well, that's a good
we're super excited for that.
It might
be too soon for this question, but we do kind of want to cap off with, so after you've had this big first season premiere debut, do you feel that if asked back for another season, you'd be gung-ho to do it again?
Totally, and I'd be pissed if I was fired.
Oh. And good answer. Nobody quits.
I'll get fired. That's okay. What will happen.
Good. We know now. It was a firing if you're gone.
Yeah, I'll say it too.
Yes.
Well, let's keep the conversation going. You can leave comments below. You can leave comments
They
on
always
iTunes.
Do, I assure you. Yes. They do.
Many comments. Yes.
And essays. They leave essays.
You can also reach out to all of us on social media. So let's do that. Where can we find you guys online?
If you're nice.
Okay. Only if you're nice. Jim, are you on the Twitter train anymore? Or?
Yeah, but I don't. Not anymore. Okay. No. Not as much.
Yeah.
Megan can take your request. She'll filter them
for you. Well, you can find me and Megan K. Edmonds on everything, on Snapchat, which I haven't posted yet, but on Twitter, on Instagram, on Periscope, on what else is there?
You covered it. It sounded very thorough.
Oh yes. And I have been Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
Oh, that's it? Okay. I'm Allison Dean.
I'm waiting for you to do it.
Okay, I'm Allison Dean. You can find me everywhere at The Allison Dean, and on our YouTube show, Winos and Onesies.
You can find us there.
We're there for you.
Check it out. I'm all over the place at Christy Reports. Check out ChristyReports.com as well. A big thank you to Megan and Jim for joining us.
Yes!
Thank you so much. This was
we
so much fun.
We appreciate it very much.
And you can find me on Twitter at Grants_Rants. That'll do it for us for the Real Housewives of Orange County.
Till next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
See you later.
That's a thing.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.